as that Mahdi's alayhissalam name will be compatible with, but not identical to, that of our Prophet, peace be upon him. It is stated in the hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, that Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam name will be compatible with that of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and that Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam father's name will be compatible with that of the father of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi report from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "His name will be compatible with mine, and his father's name with my father's." In a hadith narrated from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, our Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Even if only one day is left to the life of this world, Allah will certainly prolong that day until the coming of a man, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, from the Ahl al-Bayt, whose name is compatible with mine." The hadiths emphasize that these names will be compatible with one another. In other words, one must not expect Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam to be directly called Ahmad or Muhammad, nor his father to go by the name of Abdullah. Allah knows the truth. Ahmad Muhammad Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is the name the Prophet, peace be upon him, gave to one who will come in the end times. It is the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, who called him by that name. In other words, his birth name will not be Ahmad Muhammad Mahdi. This is a name given him by Allah. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, does not say, "His name will be the same as mine." In the hadiths, he says, "It will be compatible with mine." In the same way, he says, "His father's name will be compatible with my father's name." There is a sign and a secret in this. Allah has selected the person he chooses in destiny and has given him the name Ahmad Muhammad Mahdi. Some being given or not being given that name at birth cannot change the situation in the slightest. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, kept the name of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam secret. Jabir quotes from Abu Ja'far, when Umar asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu about Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, he, Umar, said, "O Ibn Abu Talib, Hazrat Ali, tell me about Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, what is his name?" And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, "My dear close friend, our Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah had made me promise not to reveal his, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, name to anybody until he would appear. His name is one of the knowledge which Allah entrusted upon his messenger." Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu asked our Prophet, peace be upon him, to reveal the name of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, but our Prophet, peace be upon him, stated that his name would be kept as a secret until Allah would have him emerged, and that this was confidential information that Allah had entrusted upon him. We therefore understand that Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam name will be kept as a secret. In other words, will be unknown to people until its time to come. That is, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam name will not be one of the names of our Prophet, peace be upon him, such as Ahmad, Mustafa, or Muhammad, but it will be known by people only when he emerges.